Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Okay, let's dive in. The goal today is pretty straightforward. Give you, parents and teachers, a quick rundown of the news and topics students are likely seeing in their educational sources, like The Juice feed. We want to equip you with some key points for discussion. We're covering quite a range today, from government issues and world events to, well, even bears and memes.
Yeah, quite a mix. And starting with the bears, it's actually a really inspiring story. Chunk, this huge brown bear, over 1,200 pounds, he's just been crowned the Fat Bear Week champion for 2025 up in Alaska, Katmai National Park, that's where it is. And get this, it took him 11 years. He was runner-up twice before finally clinching it, got like 96,350 votes in the final round.
11 years, wow. So it's not just about being the biggest bear.
Not entirely. I mean, size is part of preparing for winter, which the competition highlights. It's an educational thing, really, about conservation. You can watch them on live streams. But Chump's story, It has this added layer. He apparently suffered a broken jaw before the season even started. Think about that. But trying to hunt and gain all that weight with a broken jaw, that's serious perseverance.
Absolutely. That theme of determination is huge. It actually makes for a good discussion point.
Yeah. Right?
Maybe ask students, what's something you worked really hard for over a long time? How did you stick with it?
Yeah, exactly. And sticking with tough situations, that brings us, unfortunately, to a much harder story out of the Philippines.
Right. Our sources are covering a really devastating situation there. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake hit Cebu. It was shallow, which often means more damage. Dozens killed, triggered landslides, and the hospitals are just overwhelmed. And this wasn't, you know, in isolation.
That's the critical part. It's what analysts call a compounding crisis. The region was still recovering from Tropical Storm Waloy, which had already caused fatalities. And they were bracing for another storm, Tropical Depression Paolo. So rescuers are in this desperate race against time, the golden hour, dealing with aftershocks, rain, just incredibly difficult.
It really underscores the vulnerability in some regions. And thinking about community resilience, how do people keep hope and help each other when disaster strikes like that? That's a tough but important conversation.
Definitely. And from natural challenges, we shift to human-made ones, the U.S. federal government shutdown.
Yeah. So what happened? Why now?
Well, it boils down to Congress, Democrats, and Republicans not being able to agree on a spending bill for the new fiscal year. It's a fundamental disagreement, the immediate impact. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed. That means no work. And crucially, no paycheck. That hits families hard right away.
So what's the actual sticking point? I read something about healthcare cuts.
That's the core of it, yeah. Democrats are pushing back against certain GOP-written bills, specifically trying to stop cuts to healthcare support for lower-income Americans. They're essentially using the need to fund the government as leverage to protect those programs. It really raises that question, you know?
Yeah.
When leaders can't agree, how does it ripple out and affect everyday people?
A very real question indeed. Okay, let's pivot now. A completely different kind of story about internet fame being used for good. The blinking guy meme.
Oh yeah, Drew Scanlon. That incredulous slow blink. We've all seen it, right? Apparently it's racked up over 6 billion views on Giphy. Just wild. But what's cool is what he did with it. He didn't just let it be a meme. He used that unexpected fame to raise money for charity.
That's how much are we talking?
Over $250,000. He does these charity bike rides for multiple sclerosis research and managed to turn his like internet moment into serious support for that cause. Quite something.
That really is amazing. Turning a reaction GIF into a $250,000 for MS research. It makes you think, doesn't it? What's the time, maybe something unexpected, even silly, that you did, ended up helping someone else?
It's a great prompt. And speaking of context and understanding, we also have a quote of the day from historian David McCullough. He passed away a couple of years ago. The quote is, "A nation that forgets its past can function no better than an individual with amnesia." Powerful stuff.
McCullough was known for making history engaging, right?
Yeah.
Won Pulitzers for his biographies on Truman and John Adams.
Exactly. Very accessible style, but meticulous research. What he's saying there, essentially, is that history is our collective memory. Without understanding where we've been, a nation struggles to understand its present or, you know, make wise choices for the future. It loses its context.
Makes sense. History is memory. Okay, finally, let's touch on sports. The WNBA finals are starting, Aces versus Mercury, but apparently under a bit of a cloud.
Yeah, there's some significant controversy swirling. It kicked off when Lynx star Nafisha Collier got injured, an ankle injury, during the semifinals on what looks like a clear missed call by the officials, and she didn't hold back. She publicly criticized the WNBA's front office, talking about poor officiating and a, quote, lack of accountability.
And did other players react?
They did. That's kind of the bigger story here. Major stars like Angel Reese, Paige Bueckers, they publicly supported Collier's statement. So it shifted the focus from just one bad call to broader questions about league administration and integrity.
Interesting. It really brings up that feeling of fairness or unfairness.
Right.
A good discussion point could be.
Yeah.
How does it feel when you see something unfair? What goes through your mind about maybe speaking up or trying to change things?
Absolutely. You know, looking back at all these stories today, it's such a wide range.
We hope these snapshots help spark some meaningful conversations wherever you are.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.